All right, let's go to our New York studios up in Harlem and go inside her story with some real church mess with Jackie Reed. Good morning, Jackie.
Yeah, Tom, this is a really, a really interesting story that could end up helping a lot of people if they take the time to read this book. After 30 years of marriage, my guest this morning got the shock of her life. Tom, her husband, who was a successful church pastor, told her he was leaving her for a man. In a new book, she talks about the signs that she ignored, problems in the Black church in general, and how her faith helped save her. I'm going inside her story with Lydia Meredith. Good morning, Lydia.
Good morning. Thank you for sharing my story.
Thank you for sharing your story. You, in this book, Lydia, you really lay it all out. You are very transparent and very open about a lot of intimate details of your life. Was that difficult for you to do?
Yes, it was. It was very difficult. It was very emotional, but I knew that by sharing and being transparent, I would help other women and other men who are struggling with the same kinds of issues that I lived through.
Right, because you not only talk about the fact, that your husband was gay, but also that he was cheating on you. Early in your marriage, your husband was arrested for soliciting a male undercover officer. Now, over the years, there were other signs that he was not only gay, but cheating. Before I talk to you about why you stayed, talk to me, as far as the homosexuality, what other signs you ignored? Because I think that there might be a lot of women out there who are dealing with this that aren't sure of what the signs are.
I had a whole chapter in my book that talked about the signs that to look for. One of the big signs that's why my story is so unique. One of the big signs is your husband or your mate stops wanting to sleep with you.
Mm-hmm.
But that was a slip-up for me, because my husband always wanted to have sex with me. He was always after me for sex. He was just sex crazy when it came to his wife,
So right.
That was a sign that most women that I hear who share their stories, that all of a sudden their mate stopped wanting them.
Wow.
But that didn't happen to me. That was one of the reasons why
Marriage
was so, I would say, successful, because the sex was very good.
Mm-hmm.
Another sign that I would tell women to really watch for, and this has been since my book has come out, women have come to me and told me different stories, their friends, their husbands or partners' friends that come, that are with them, they're most likely the person that the husband is sleeping with.
Mm.
And my mother-in-law, before she died, she said, Lydia, the person who's with your husband, you're probably seeing him every Sunday. Mm. And she was right.
He was right.
The person who's in your face.
Right.
The person who's in your face. And that's what it's an old adage about whoever's after your man is your best friend.
Mm-hmm.
Is trying, not your best friend, but trying to be your best friend.
Mm-hmm.
There's a lot of truth to that.
Hmm. So talk to me about why you decided to stay. Because you had those early signs, and
mm-hmm.
as you write in your book after that, mm-hmm. there was just sign after sign after
mm-hmm.
sign.
Mm-hmm.
Why did you stay?
Well, I'm a fighter. I was raised by Annie Mae Mitchum, and she raised her girls to not be quitters. I was in love with my husband. I was in love with my family. I had three sons growing up. I was pregnant within 12 months of our marriage, and I didn't. When you're young and naive, growing up in the era that I did, gay, homosexual, those things didn't mean anything because nobody talked about sex. Sex was taboo. It was something that was prohibited. So I didn't have a clue on what these facts meant. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
And so these signs are the reason I stayed. was because I felt like my family was worth fighting for. To me, for me to lose my marriage was for me to have failed. And I was going willing to do whatever it took to make my marriage work.
Even after he was arrested for soliciting an undercover cop.
Even after that.
What about the sex? Again, it was so good, you said. Was it traditional sex or non-traditional sex?
They had fun, Tom. They had fun. That's all you need to know.
Okay.
They just had a good time.
You answered the question. You answered the question right. Yeah, you answered
it. Good sex for me is when both partners have the ultimate experience at the end. Mm. I mean, after college, you know, I went to college a virgin. After college, you know, you go through college, you don't know what an orgasm is, you know. So with my husband, I experienced orgasms. And so to me, that was the ultimate.
I have a real serious question. Since he was cheating on you, have you been tested? I mean, seriously.
Oh, God, yes.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. God, yes. And you know, that's a blessing. Uh-huh. You know what a blessing it is, how kept I am, that I was I didn't contract HIV/AIDS because in the 80s, it was ran rampant. So many people were contracting and dying. And this was when I was childbearing. This was when, you know, my sex life was just off the chain.
And when you saw all the signs, did you ever confront him about the signs or you just...
Another thing I talk about in the book is my workaholism and his sexual addiction. We went to counseling to fix our marriage because when I say I fought for my marriage, I was looking for solutions. And so we both went to counseling. He was diagnosed as a sex addict. I was diagnosed as a work addict. And when you work all the time, there's a lot of things you ignore and you dismiss and you go because your mind is and attention is in a place where things can be dismissed. So
because while he was building his career, you were working and really supporting the family early on monetarily. So she was working some long hours. But let's talk about the black church for a minute, because, you know, we hear about so many scandals in churches and, you know, white churches and black churches. But
That's right. You sat
in the pews, you know, pretending everything was fine when your real life, you write in the book, was a fraud. How difficult was it being a first lady in the midst of a scandal?
I was not a typical first lady kind of first lady because I was a volunteer. I was always working. I worked as hard in the faith community as I did when I was in corporate America. First lady for me was not the special seat and the special parking place because my whole life has been given to service. And I was raised like that. My parents were homeless when they were young, but they taught us to be. And they didn't forget, you know, that someone helped them move from that place. And so they put that in us. We have that DNA, that help people DNA. And so my whole purpose in being in church, period, was to help people. And this is what the church has strayed away from. It's not focused on helping people. It's more focused on a social club. It's more focused on entertainment. It's not focused on the community.
Have you moved on and found love?
I have tried, but, you know, my counselor, and I'm still in counseling, and
nobody
that's another message
like
I have for women, is that when you're faced with an addiction, you go get help. In our community, we feel like when we get emotional help and social help, something's wrong with your brain. You're mentally ill. That's crazy. That's crazy.
He's preaching.
Alcoholics, yeah. They go get, you know, they go to AA. You know, I mean, I had a work addiction, and I'm recovering from that, you know, because when I came from California to Georgia, I was recovering from workaholism, you know. I was just crazy, working 100 hours a week.
All right.
But Lydia, you talk about it all in your book. It's The Gay Preacher's Wife, How My Gay Husband Deconstructed My Life and Reconstructed My Faith. And Tom, I don't want people to miss how she talks about how faith restored her. She went back to school and really focused on, you know, her relationship with Christ. And that's a big part of the book.
Amen.
Lydia Meredith, thank you so much for sharing your story.
And Huggies.
Amen.